Morning, Ty.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm vertical, so I got a chance.
That's probably the right way to put it. After a game like that, does it take you a while to wind down and get to sleep? And do you replay plays in your mind over and over and over?
Yeah, you do. As you see me now, I still got some of my attire from last night on.
I was gonna say, what's going on here? I mean, did you not go home last night?
Yeah, no, I went home, but it's natural for you to sit back and kind of replay things in your head, and when you lose in that fashion, you kind of just sit back and you kind of try to find out what could you have done better. It's kind of like, you know, you and your buddies going out and something bad happened. It's like, man, what could we have done better? Could we went this route instead of that route? Or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And maybe that wouldn't happen. So, you know, it's natural, but, yeah, I would say so.
It's funny, Ty. We spent most of the day already just talking about the offense. They scored 9 points, and the focus has just been on putting more points up there. But defensively, do you look at anything and say, if we had stopped this – mm-hmm. You know, the game may have been different, and if you do think that way, what point in the game do you focus on and say that might have changed it?
I think our first half was good. We played good in the first half. Started the game off strong. You know, Mike with the hit on the quarterback, Vince and Guyton, and I think Bowden, I believe, with the recovery, and then the second half just kind of let them kind of get the ball rolling there in the second half with those quick plays. And I think they had more plays in that second half drive to start the half off with more than they had total in the first half. So that was if I could take anything back, that would be it.
You want to get most rookie quarterbacks with that deer in the headlights look, that little scared pup look. And I don't know if you were looking in Sanchez's eyes, but just from where we were, just watching at home, it looked like he was kind of doubting himself in the first half. Yeah. Did you sense a surge in confidence from Sanchez in the second half?
I would say that, you know, all his ducks went in a row in the first half, and then the second half, I think that drive kind of gave him the little confidence that he, you know, kind of boosted whatever confidence he might have needed there. So, you know, like I say, if I were to take anything back, it would be that drive right there.
I'm not taking anything away from guys who replace other guys, but without Richard Seymour on the other side of the defensive line, do you find teams running away from you more than they did last year?
I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm just going to take it back to when I first started to try to, you know, establish myself as a starter on this team and in this league and everything like that. When I first started playing defense on this defense with Richard Seymour there on the other side, a lot of teams that would be the first place they run every game.
You know? Right at you.
Yeah, and Romeo would tell me that, you know, every game, hey, they coming at you, young buck, you know, blah, 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 get ready. This is what they're going to do. And until I stopped it, you know, going through halfway through my second year when I started to get into my little rhythm there and start to recognize formations and everything like that that come along with what the teams were trying to do to me. And I think going into my third, fourth year, I started to establish myself. I was stopping those plays right away, you know, with the help of my defense. But, you know, I was showing up on those plays a lot. And even when Richard was here, I think teams was respecting me. Last year when he was here, the year before that, you know, as a run stopper, and not really challenging me as much as they did early on in my career.
Do you sense any difference in coordinators? I mean, you guys do the same thing over and over. I mean, you've had Romeo here, you've had Mangini here briefly as a coordinator, mm-hmm. and now Dean Pease. Mm-hmm. Huge difference between all those guys, or is essentially your job remaining the same?
I mean, for the most part, my job remained the same. Of course, those guys are different people, you know. But my job remains the same. Everybody else's jobs pretty much remain the same. We pretty much game plan each team that we play each week, you know what I mean, on a week-to-week basis. It's nothing really vanilla about what we do other than maybe the front or the defense that we go in the game with, but that's subject to change too. So for the most part, everybody's job remains the same.
Did you feel like your defense, you know a lot more than I do, obviously. Yeah. It didn't seem like there was a lot of wrinkles going on there yesterday. You guys seemed to be, I'll use your term, pretty vanilla yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a lot of moving parts, going on yesterday. I think we felt pretty good going into the game, just playing base defense, and just kind of let us handle everything up front and let the guys in the back handle everything in the back. And, you know, usually when you start seeing those wrinkles is when, you know, everything is in sync with the special teams, the offense, you know, putting the points up, us, you know, then, you know, we get a little lead there, and then, you know, that's when you start seeing those wrinkles. So we were preparing for those wrinkles on the sideline. But, you know, it just never came to fruition because of how tight the game was.
Rushing the football, you held the Jets to below 4 yards a rush. They did run it 31 times, which is a key statistic for me. Right. Run the ball 30 times, it's usually a good sign. But 3.8 yards a rush, it seemed like you guys were doing the job pretty much.
Yeah, we held them down, as we would like to. And the only real big run they had there was at the right towards the end of the game. Well, we had a blitz going on, and, you know, they took it out the back door. But other than that, we pretty much contained their run the whole game.
You know, Ty, they talked a lot before the game. The head coach talked a lot. Well, one of the players, Chris Jenkins, said, this is our Super Bowl. We're going to treat this like the Super Bowl. Was there a lot of talking going on during the game and especially after the game?
Those comments definitely didn't go unnoticed during the week. Me personally, I mean, I don't really do a lot of tongue wrestling with in the media and back and forth with guys. It definitely served as a sense of, motivation going into the game. And I think all in all, that's kind of what hurt more than anything, the fact that, they called us out and then we made too many mistakes to overcome. And get that victory yesterday. But, hopefully they play every game like a Super Bowl for the rest of the year. We'll see them again.
It's almost like they got away with something. You know, they called you out, and then they still won the game.
Yeah. So that's, anyway, you a man, I'm a man. You know what I mean? And if you and Dale competing in anything outside of here, and he say, I'm gonna beat you in this game of nine ball or eight ball or whatever, and he make good on this bet, then the prideful side of you say, hey man, let's run another one and let's run another one, but that's not realistic in this situation. So hopefully, like I say, they continue to play every game like a Super Bowl and hopefully they're playing like a Super Bowl next time we see them. But in the meantime, we got Atlanta coming in.
Obviously, it's when their defense is on the field, when the joint would be its loudest, and you'd be on the sidelines, but you'd have a chance to hear it. It seemed louder than normal.
Yeah.
And that stupid siren didn't help any either. Was it a little crazy out there yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely had the place rocking yesterday. I think they was... the fans were just as into the game as the players, or maybe even more into the game than the players were, because I'm kind of gazing the field a little bit as the game is going on, and I'm kind of watching those players that was doing a lot of the talking prior to that week, and most of those guys were all buddy out there, you know what I mean, talking to guys on our offense and with the chit chat and all that stuff, but. But the crowd was definitely into the game. I would say even more than the team was.
I appreciate the fact that you worked tongue wrestling into the whole thing this morning. We just don't use that enough.
I don't do a lot of talking, man.
Good to see you again. Best of luck next week against Atlanta. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, we'll do.